Hello, everybody. Today is day 10 in the 25 Days of Christmas Countdown podcast. And we are going to be talking about the crazy days. Oh, the stories.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister. Family around the world, love. It's all about the love.
In the house, we have Dolores Davis
and Viria Davis Bennett.
And we also have Shapira Davis in the house today. And I also brought some friends along with me. I brought my babies, my dogs, Balto, Boomer, and Samson.
Yes. The big, the middle, and the little one.
Yes, pretty much.
And they're doing what they do best.
Sleeping. Mm-hmm. Our little family.
Yes.
Yeah, well, today we are talking about some exciting or interesting things that have happened to us over the holidays, or, you know, whatever the craziest thing that might have happened to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then later on, we'll be talking about some really good, funny holiday stories.
Oh, the stories.
So starting with the craziest thing that I can remember happening over the holidays, and I can't necessarily say to me, but it was years ago, and our family always used to travel during the Christmas season. And sometimes we went down and visited the family in the South, and we traveled. But I remember this one Christmas season that it was blizzardous conditions, and there was a lady walking off the side of the highway, and we picked her up. She was a hitchhiker.
Wait, where was this?
On our way, I-90.
We were driving on the interstate. It was freezing.
It was below degrees.
Cold weather.
Think about our temperatures, how South Dakota has below zero temperatures. This lady should not have been out.
We were making it back into, we were coming back to into rapid. South Dakota.
Yeah. Oh. And she was on the side of the road hitchhiking. And the thing is in my mind, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, how did no one pick her up before we came up across her?
Wow.
Yeah. And I just remember, I don't know how old I was. I was probably like, I don't know, 10 or 11, maybe. Maybe a little older. But yeah. I just remember thinking, this is kind of odd and strange, you know, strange being out here. Nothing was around her. But we picked her up and we went and got her some dinner. And, she she might not have even, I don't know, she had a strange look. You could tell she probably was a little, you know, maybe overwhelmed or...
Yeah, I don't think... The thing about it is I don't really think she spoke much. I don't remember her speaking at all, really.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She didn't really say anything.
She had a look, too. Like a strange look and...
It was just really interesting.
Yeah, but...
Do you guys feel like you could have been helping an angel?
I remember thinking that when we were younger, we thought that, too. You know, when you look back on the story, but she didn't say anything.
Yep. But we just got her. Mom and dad, they kind of were just explaining that we're going to help this lady and we just giving her stuff. And I think they might have even helped her give her some money. I don't know. They kind of tried to find out information as much as they could, like where she was going. And I don't remember if we brought her all the way back to Rapid or where we ended up dropping her off.
I can't remember where we dropped her off. But
That just always resonated in my mind. Like, blizzardous conditions, holiday season, and this woman just, and you know, and as a young kid, you're thinking, where's her family? And it just, none of it made sense. But I am grateful to, you know, have grown up in a family where we do those things for people.
Yes.
We don't even think twice. And I know nowadays we can't necessarily do those things, but I mean, it was a family. We were all together. She was a female on her own, you know, whatever. But it's just nice to know that people can still do those things. So hopefully there are people doing things like that still even now. But that was the craziest thing that I can remember from our Christmas season growing up.
My thing is we all fit in one vehicle?
Yes!
That's how we used to
family.
Roll.
But you know, we were squished.
We always had the big vans because our whole family,
that Astro van,
for
man,
seven
that
of
was
us,
solid.
For seven of us to fit in any vehicle. We always had
there was probably four in the back row and four in the second row. Like, so that's eight kids. And then so 9, 10 people probably could have fit. I just feel like we squished in those cars in that van.
Yeah,
I know I was always on someone's lap at some point. Yeah, always me.
I mean, we all fit in there. But I remember that mom would always say that I would be like, "They're squishing me. They're touching me. I don't want them touching me." Mm-hmm. You know,
Before kids actually were in car seats, because I can barely remember. I'm very in candor in car seats for a long. You know what I mean? Not saying our parents did anything illegal, but
I know, right?
In my mind, I don't always remember car seats all the time.
Hey, you know, things were probably different at that time.
It wasn't a law yet, guys. Different. Okay, so, sorry.
I'm busting
the parents out. Sorry. Hey.
Not always, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, I digress. So, Amveria, your crazy story. Shapira, your crazy story. Any crazy story? No, Shapira's saying no.
Well, I do have crazy stories, but
it's just okay.
Well, you know, I think for me, nothing like crazy, but maybe crazy good was my first Christmas as a mom.
Oh, yes.
Like, it was a really beautiful time. And I was also not working at that time. So I got to be home with Aramia and just enjoy. Yes. Just getting to slow down and just embrace everything. And it was a really good time.
And Aramia is now how old?
Yes. She is going to be.
Tell our viewers.
She's three. She is a 3-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Hearing it out loud. I feel like I just remember her being born. She's technically, in my mind, she's always going to be Thanksgiving baby.
Yeah.
Because we were there over Thanksgiving. And she just amazingly, you wouldn't even know she was having contractions. She was not in pain. She just, you know. But yes, we got a chance to be a part of that experience. And so Aramia is always going to be.
I know. You know. Yes. Yeah. Bringing the family together. Hey.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a blessing to be a part of that. And yes, new mom experience in her first Christmas. And of course, we weren't there. We weren't there. So you were kind of creating your own family.
Pretty much. And I think I can recall that was actually like my first Christmas away from you guys, away from the Davis clan. You know?
Yeah, because we were always together at Christmas time.
Yes.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
We started our own little traditions and, you know, just doing our own little thing that year. And it was a beautiful time. I really enjoyed it. So those are our wonderful, beautiful moments. But I'm so ready to hear these funny stories.
Because
there's things that you guys experienced that, you know, Kendra and I as the babies don't necessarily remember.
I know. We all have different versions of things that we saw growing up or that we did growing up. And so I'm like, I don't really remember being that way. Yeah, we all have those versions.
Yeah.
So yes. Spiro's telling stories. I don't remember.
I remember when we were growing up, my favorite thing about Christmas time was getting a chance to wrap presents. I just loved the process of wrapping presents. It didn't matter what
that
it was.
Makes sense.
I just liked wrapping the gifts. I liked getting a chance to wrap it up in the wrapping paper, taping it, getting the wrapping all nice, you know. And so I would find things to wrap to put under the Christmas tree. So at Christmas time, on Christmas Day, I'd be handing out the gifts. Dad, this is for you. Mom, this is for you. And Dad would be unwrapping. Oh, my remote control. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I was wondering where that was.
Just taking things around the house that they need.
Yep. Yep, you know, but
I do not. I mean, when you explain it, I'm like, okay, I kind of remember that, but I don't feel like I was a part of that
person that was wrapping it.
But knowing me and you, I probably was there doing it. I don't know.
Yep, you sure were. You sure. And you know, everybody needs a remote control.
Yeah, their own.
It doesn't matter that you know it was your own already, but you know.
I wonder, I wonder what that is, just wanting to wrap something and maybe just being a gift giver.
Yes, gifting. It was the fun of, the feeling that everybody has when they unwrap a gift, mm-hmm. that suspense when they're, yes. you know, looking to see what's it going to be. So as a kid, you're like, ooh, I want to give them that. Oh, I want to give them that feeling, that suspense. So you're just like, what can I wrap? Mm-hmm. So we would definitely find things to wrap. It didn't matter what it yeah. was. We would just re-gift stuff that was their own or stuff that was, you know, just ours. And we would just wrap it up and give it under the Christmas tree. So it was fun. It was fun.
Well, I would have to say crazy or funny, not crazy, but funny story.
Funny and crazy.
Funniest yes. story is... for all you listeners out there, you know, you guys are truly going to get a chance to know our mom and dad through us. And
yes.
we are going to continue yes. to tell stories about them. And this one is the best one. It goes down in the books of Christmases of Christmases.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And yes. our dad, he just kept talking almost all year. Doesn't it seem like it was all
yes,
year?
Yes,
about, yes. I'm going to give myself a Jerry curl. When I get a Jerry curl, when I get my Jerry curl. And it kept saying, and we're like, yeah, Dad, you're not getting a Jerry curl. You're not getting a Jerry curl. But I think we thought he was just talking the talk. But come Christmas Day, remember 1995. And like I said, I remember goodness. The year because we all had specific hair. And I remember us taking a picture afterwards. But, yes, a family Christmas photo. I think we're still on our Christmas PJs, too. But, yeah, I just remember him calling me from whatever room I was in. Dolores, come in here real quick. And had me looking and reading the directions to this Jerry curl. And I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, I need you to read the directions. Read these instructions for me. And so I did. I pulled it apart and looked, and it said, first one, part the hair. And he's like, part the hair? Part what hair? And I was like, I don't know, Dad. That's what the instructions say. Part the hair and then apply. He's like, meh. And then he looked at the instructions all upset. And then I think the more he read the instructions, he realized.
And probably seeing the images.
Yes. Yeah. You know how they had the diagrams or whatever, the pictures and stuff? Sitting there getting ready to try and put this chemical on his head. Oh, but no. All I know is as soon as he got the revelation, this isn't going to happen. All of a sudden, that was the day Dad went bald.
Yes,
because those of you who know our dad,
he was holding on to that hair for a long time. He came out of the bathroom. We all thought he was going to come out of the bathroom with a Jerry curl.
Looking like, just let yourself glow. Yes. We thought.
That's what we thought.
But he did come out of the bathroom.
He came out with
a ball of hair in his hand.
That's it.
It fit in the palm of his hand. And Dad had some big hands, but that ball was small. It was a tiny ball of hair in the middle of his hand. And he came and he just looked so distraught and so upset. And all he kept saying was, I can't believe that's all the hair I had on my head all these years. And he realized I was in denial.
That's all he kept saying, then he was in denial.
Enough to hold it. I think we even held on to the hair. Like, oh Dad, this is all you have?
Gosh.
Man. But I'm saying when he looked up at me like, part what hair? I remember thinking, well, then this isn't a good idea. Then if you don't have hair to part, perhaps Jerry curl isn't the route for you. Dad, I mean, you know, he knows he has to laugh at that story every time we tell it. And that was a Christmas. So that actually ends up being a Christmas story that we get a chance to tell all the time.
We get to tell it. True it's Christmas. Story. It reminds us of Christmas all the time.
Always.
Our dad and his bald head.
See, and I need these. I need these from you guys because I enjoy them so much because, like I said, Kendra and I don't remember it all just because we really weren't old enough.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing it from you guys and hearing from mom and dad, it's literally...
Yes. Dad has so many true stories that you're just like, Dad, did you really do that?
I know.
Did you really do that?
I really think we needed our own show. When people were talking about, your family had the Bernie Mac show. I'm like, yeah, we needed our own.
Yes. Remember we were going to start a show. We said we were going to start the show called The Dadalies or something.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Because the different things that he did
over, and some of them involve Christmas.
The Christmas holidays.
Christmas holidays.
The holiday where he was, the Christmas tree kept on kind of tilting and like falling and leaning.
I think
and,
he was losing it with the Christmas
yes.
tree.
Yes. So he was going to nail it
to the floor.
Nail the Christmas tree to the floor. Christmas is a season. This ain't no permanent fixture. The tree is not a permanent fixture.
Right.
But mom's hardwood floors, those are.
Oh.
And he was going to nail the tree.
I think that he just got
it. And he
to
said it so
last.
Innocently. He was like, Mom, go get me mom. And she was like, what are you going to do? I'm going to nail the tree to the floor. She was like, right, nail right. the tree to the floor.
Right.
There and not my floor.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Looking at her like, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh. I know. So come on. Interesting Christmases for our family growing up, which just makes our life that much more fuller.
But that's what we need. And that is what takes me to our positive thought of the day is just really with a lot. There's always a lot going on around this time of year and, you know, just getting a lot stressed out. We just want to remember just don't miss the funny moments and just take it all in.
Gotta
enjoy
laugh.
It. Slow enjoy down laugh. A minute and just embrace those really for good sure. times, those family times.
Yes, yes, for sure, for sure. I'm so glad you said that because that is so true, so true.
Yes.
So we want to hear from you all. So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters and to add to your post of today's topic. So share with us your crazy stories or your interesting stories or the most fun things or interesting things that happened to you over the holidays or your funny stories. We definitely want to hear those. And so make sure to post those on the Davis Sisters Facebook page. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Thank you for tuning in to our Davis Sisters podcast.
Until next time, family and friends, spread love.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.